Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first ever episode of FightBillC51Podcast.com. My name is Andrew McGivern, and I am co-founder of Omira Health Centers, where we heal without harm using nutrition, nutraceuticals, and innovative technology such as hyperbaric oxygen therapy. We also have the Cardio DM06, which is a heart scan that is similar to an ECG with medical imaging software to bring an image of your heart up on the screen. And we have bioenergetic scans, which will give you a full body scan, and we'll be able to find out where your weaknesses are and where your body's working a little bit harder and how we can correct that. We also have nutritional consultations with Croft Woodruff, where you can have all your pharmaceutical and nutraceutical products evaluated and find out whether suffering from drug-induced nutrient depletion and what you can do about it and various other things. We take all this data and we put it together and we formulate a total longevity plan for you. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, and that's what we're all about at Omira Health Centers, where all you have to lose are the side effects. But I'm not here right now to talk about Omira Health Centers. I just wanted to give you a little bit of background so that you know where I'm coming from. I am and do have a vested interest in the natural health products industry, and therefore Bill C-51 affects me and my company directly. But I'm not talking about Bill C-51 right now from the perspective of an owner or a participant in the industry. I'm talking about Bill C-51 as a user of natural health products and also as a concerned citizen, because the legislation that they've proposed is draconian, and I would go as far as to say it's fascist. I'll give you a summary of Bill C-51, and in future episodes we'll go into more detail. But Bill C-51 seeks to regulate the natural health products industry as drugs. Now, the problem with regulating natural health products as drugs is that natural health products are natural, and therefore they cannot be patented. Pharmaceutical drugs are new molecules created in a lab. There are molecules that have never existed in nature and are therefore completely synthetic and therefore are patentable. They're brand new, and these companies can patent them, and therefore they can own them. And when you can own something, you have a monopoly and you can charge whatever you want. So the high cost of these clinical peer-reviewed clinical trials to ensure safety and efficacy of these products are offset by the ownership and the monopoly power that they have on these products, so they can charge a high price to justify and to recoup their costs of these high-cost clinical trials. You can't do this with a natural health product because you can't patent it. If you do a clinical study, it's open for anybody else in the industry who has a similar product, and you can't stop them from selling it because it's a natural product. That's just a preamble on the problem with these kind of drug-style regulations on natural products. What this bill also does is it increases the search and seizure powers of the Health Canada inspector. They can come in and search and seize product without a warrant. They don't have to go before a judge and seek out a search warrant. They can just show up without any just cause or without reasonable documented suspicion. And they can seize property for any length of time at all. They can charge the owners storage and transportation fees and disposal fees. The fines have gone up from $5,000 maximum penalty per indictment to $5 million maximum penalty per indictment, and every day that you're in violation is a separate charge. So if you're in violation for a year, you can be charged up to 365 times $5 million. Now, the majority of the industry in Canada is made up of small family enterprises. Who can afford $5 million times 365? It is intended to wipe out the industry. $5,000 is a penalty. It's not intended to destroy the industry. $5 million per day is clearly designed so that the industry cannot survive this kind of a penalty. In addition to that, they've changed the definition of government to include foreign governments. And in my opinion, this is to so that they can squeeze by into Canadian law, the Codex Treaty. Codex Alimentarius is the World Health Organization's standardized regulations for natural health products. Canadians in the 90s clearly stated they do not want to be regulated by Codex, but this is just one way of sneaking it in. And in my opinion, any kind of legislation that does this should be considered treason. There's much more to Bill C-51, and we can talk about each individual case, and we can tell stories, and we can talk about what Health Canada has done in the past to attack some of these companies, such as True Hope and the Strauss Herb Company, and we will. And in our next episode, we'd like to introduce the Strauss Herb Company and the True Hope cases and show a little bit of history of the industry and what's happened and what can happen if Bill C-51 passes. For example, Australia passed similar legislation 10 years ago. And 10 years ago, they had a vibrant industry, much like in Canada today, with hundreds and hundreds of natural health product manufacturers. 10 years ago, similar legislation was passed, and now, 10 years later, there's only 4 manufacturers in Australia. We do not want this for Canada. At least, I don't want this for Canada, and I'm hoping that you don't either. And I'm hoping that you're getting mad listening to this. I'm hoping that you want to call your MP and voice your concerns. Write letters to the Prime Minister and the Health Minister. And we'll take it from here in the next episode of Fight Bill C-51 podcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.